Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, February 25th, 2021. The Standing Commission on Vaccination, or STIKO, is advocating that the order of corona vaccinations not be too rigid, and that in all vaccination centers, there should definitely be lists of who gets their turn when doses are left over. STIKO head Thomas Merten stated that to ensure that no vaccine is discarded, suitable candidates from subsequent priority groups could be brought forward. Virologist Mertens is demanding that the handling of leftover vaccine doses be pragmatically regulated locally, and that the transitions between the groups in the vaccination order should not be perceived as, quote, a rigid border. According to him, many doses of AstraZeneca's vaccine, which enjoys lower acceptance among the population than those from BioNTech, Pfizer, and Moderna, are left lying around every day. Mertens called the reasons for rejecting AstraZeneca's vaccine, quote, largely irrational. The vaccine from the British-Swedish company AstraZeneca is being met with reservations because its efficacy in protecting against infection is reported to be around 70%, while the efficacy of the products of the Mainz-based company BioNTech and its U.S. partner Pfizer, as well as that of U.S. company Moderna, on the other hand, is put at well over 90%. AstraZeneca, however, claims that its product provides, quote, more or less 100% protection against the severe courses of the disease, unquote. Berlin's Social Affairs Senator Elke Breitenbach of the Left has announced that some of the remaining AstraZeneca doses will be used to vaccinate the approximately 3,000 homeless people in the capital's emergency shelters. And she added, quote, it's unacceptable in the current situation that vaccination doses lie around unused. The senator wants to start vaccinating the homeless population as early as next week, and hopes that other federal states will follow Berlin's example. The state of Berlin wants to provide more financial support to freelancers and the solo self-employed. On Tuesday, the Senate announced that aid for these professional groups would be extended until the end of June, and, according to Culture Senator Klaus Lederer, further measures will be made possible. Lederer stated to Radio 1, quote, we are already preparing the next round of support measures, which should also enable the restart. We're trying everything to cushion the lack of resilience that exists in the cultural sector, unquote. Specifically, he announced a restart aid that will help cultural enterprises in the repayment of loans so that insolvency is not just postponed to the time after Corona. Lederer's administration is also helping to find other activities for cultural workers to tide them over, especially in the fight against the pandemic. Establishing contact with the DRK Vaccination Center Arena has resulted in a lot of people working there who normally work in the cultural and event sector. The Berlin State Music Council is also calling for more support for freelance musicians due to the pandemic. The council's president, Hella Dunger-Loper, told the RBB that the situation is more dramatic than ever, stating, quote, almost 30% are considering quitting for the very first time, and 10% had already realized it by the end of January. In other words, they are no longer professionally active in the field of art and culture, unquote. She's demanding that cultural workers be better protected even after the corona crisis, with better social security, artists' social insurance, access to unemployment insurance, and a cultural funding law at the state level. Meanwhile, when the cultural sector will be able to resume operations is uncertain. Lederer sees a good chance of at least being able to hold events outdoors in the not-too-distant future, and stated, quote, the experts also confirm that things go much faster outside than inside. In Berlin's draft for a phased plan of reopening, which became public on Tuesday, culture only appears in Cluster 2, which means only when the 7-day incidence in Berlin is stably below 35 for 3 weeks in a row can theaters, operas, and cinemas open with access restrictions and hygiene concepts. The Berlin draft is to be included in the nationwide models for relaxation options, and on March 3rd, the next federal-state roundtable will decide on opening perspectives. With the guest vignette, also known as a guest parking ticket, visitors have been able to park their cars in designated parking zones of their friends and relatives in Berlin for up to 4 weeks without having to buy a ticket from a machine. And until now, this was only possible if the person's residence was outside Berlin and parts of Brandenburg. Simply stated, this meant that visitors got off much more cheaply. For the shortest period of 3 days, a fee of 10 euros and 20 cents is charged for the vignette, and those who apply for the maximum period of 4 weeks currently pay 25 euros for the permit. By comparison, without the permit, guests pay between 1 and 3 euros per hour, depending on the zone, just like any other non-Keats motorist. The discontinuation of this parking pass has come on suddenly. As of yesterday afternoon, the Senate itself had not yet publicly communicated the new regulation, although the change comes into force next Monday. Per Morgan Post reporting, Transport Administration spokesman Jan Thompson said the decision was announced a few days ago on the Senate's service portal, where interested parties look for info and advice on services provided by the state of Berlin. The previous regulation to allow parking vignettes for guest cars in residence parking zones was from 1995, and, per Thompson, the traffic situation in Berlin has changed a lot since then. The load of motor vehicle traffic has increased extremely, and permits without further justification do not fit into this new situation because they tend to generate more car traffic, and added, quote, "For the goal of a livable city, less traffic is essential," unquote. In exceptional cases, however, the vignette will continue to be issued, for example, to those with health problems or limited mobility. On the other hand, CDU transport politician Oliver Federici spoke of, quote, "anti-resident restrictions," and demands that the permits continue, stating, quote, "It cannot be that red-red-green hinders private contacts in this way and then puts obstacles in the way of Berlin tourism, which is lying on the ground," unquote. And he added that with the order as early as March 1st, the traffic administration is creating a fait accompli without adequately involving those affected beforehand. Investigators from the Berlin State Criminal Police Office, or the LKA, have been searching the living quarters and office of a Berlin public prosecutor since yesterday morning. Per the General Public Prosecutor's Office, among other things, he is under the suspicion of money laundering, the breach of official secrets, and several other tax offenses. Therefore, he's been temporarily banned from conducting official business. The alleged crimes are mainly not related to the official activities of the prosecutor, but relate to his private life. However, there is a suspicion that he illegally accessed data from the public prosecutor's information system and passed it along to third parties. Berlin Briefing will have more on the investigation as details emerge. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.